Topic 13. Astrology. 1. That astrology is a science and a coming science is true. That astrology in its highest aspect and its true interpretation will enable man eventually to focus his understanding and to function rightly is equally true. That in the revelations that astrology will make in time to come will be found the secret of the true coordination between soul and form is also correct, but that astrology is not yet to be found. Too much is overlooked and too little known to make astrology the exact science that many claim it is. The claim will be fulfilled at some future date, but the time is not yet. The claims of the astrologers as to the reality of the energies playing upon the human organism can be seen to be true. Their claims as to their capacity to interpret are for the most part unfounded. So little is really known by the highest intelligence on the planet. For forget not that the adepts utilize primarily the intuition. The energy of the particular constellation or sign in which a man is born is more deeply significant than has ever been suggested. It embodies or indicates his present problem, sets the pace or tempo of his life, and is related to the quality of his personality. It governs, if I may so express it, the activity aspect of his life during incarnation. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 434 through 435. 2. The solar system must no longer be regarded as a point around which the zodiac revolves, or through which the sun passes in its great cycle of approximately 25,000 years. Astrologers with insight may deny that this is the commonly accepted attitude. Yet, for purposes of clarity and in connection with the general public, the inference is permitted and accepted by the ignorant. Upon this theory, anent the zodiac rests very largely what we call the great illusion. And I would have you bear this in mind as you study with me the newer approaches of this greatest and oldest of all sciences. Astrology is a science which must be restored to its original beauty and truth before the world can gain a truer perspective and a more just and accurate appreciation of the divine plan as it is expressed at this time through the wisdom of the ages. The second statement which I would make is that astrology is essentially the purest presentation of occult truth in the world at this time, because it is the science which deals with those conditioning and governing energies and forces which play through and upon the whole field of space and all that is found within that field. When this fact is grasped and the sources of those energies are better comprehended, and the nature of the field of space is correctly understood, we shall then see a far wider and at the same time a more closely related horizon. The relationships between the individual, planetary, systemic, and cosmic entities will be grasped, and we shall then begin to live scientifically. It is this scientific living which is the immediate purpose of astrology to bring about. The modern investigator likes to believe that on him impinge and through him flow all those energies which come from the sign in which the sun finds itself at the time of his birth. He regards himself also as responsive to the forces of the various planets as they govern the houses in his horoscope, and he believes that his life trends and circumstances are thus determined. Some allowance has been made for the energies which play upon our planet all the time from other constellations, or from the many hidden planets. Of these, the ageless wisdom claims that there are around 70 in our solar system. I shall not, therefore, deal with the subject of esoteric astrology from the standpoint of the horoscope at all. Universal relationships, the interplay of energies, the nature of what lies behind the great illusion, the deluding appearances of things as they are, and the destiny of our planet, of the kingdoms of nature, and of humanity as a whole. These will constitute the major part of our theme. This brings me to the third statement, which is so basic and fundamental that I would ask you to pause and contemplate it, even though you grasp not its full implications as yet. The ancient wisdom teaches that space is an entity. It is with the life of this entity, and with the forces and energies, the impulses and the rhythms, the cycles and the times and seasons, that esoteric astrology deals. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, pages 4 through 7. This is a continuation of Topic 13, Astrology. 3. In an esoteric astrology, we are dealing with the life and lives which inform the points of light within the universal life. Constellations, solar systems, planets, kingdoms in nature, and microscopic man are all of them the result of the activity and the manifestation of energy of certain lives whose cycle of expression and whose infinite purposes lie outside the comprehension of the most advanced and illumined minds on our planet. The next point for each of you to grasp is the fact that the ether of space is the field in and through which the energies from the many originating sources play. We are, therefore, concerned with the etheric body of the planet, of the solar system, and of the seven solar systems of which our system is one, as well as with the general and vaster etheric body of the universe in which we are located. I employ the word located here with deliberation, and because of the inferences to which it leads. This vaster field, as well as the smaller and more localized fields, provides the medium of transmission for all the energies which play upon and through our solar system, our planetary spheres, and all forms of life upon these spheres. It forms one unbroken field of activity in constant, ceaseless motion, an eternal medium for the exchange and transmission of energies. In connection with this, and in order more correctly to understand, it will be useful to study individual man. In this way, we can arrive at a faint comprehension of the basic and underlying truth. Students should never forget the law of analogy as an interpretive agency. Esotericism teaches, and modern science is rapidly arriving at the same conclusion, that underlying the physical body and its comprehensive and intricate system of nerves is a vital or etheric body, which is the counterpart and the true form of the outer and tangible phenomenal aspect. It is likewise the medium for the transmission of force to all parts of the human frame, and the agent of the indwelling life and consciousness. It determines and conditions the physical body, for it is itself the repository and the transmitter of energy from the various subjective aspects of man, and also from the environment in which man, both inner and outer man, finds himself. Two other points should be added. First, the individual etheric body is not an isolated and separated human vehicle, but is, in a peculiar sense, an integral part of the etheric body of that entity which we have called the human family. This kingdom in nature, through its etheric body, is an integral part of the planetary etheric body. The planetary etheric body is not separated off from the etheric bodies of other planets, but all of them in their totality, along with the etheric body of the sun, constitute the etheric body of the solar system. This is related to the etheric bodies of the six solar systems which, with ours, form a cosmic unity, and into these pour energies and forces from certain great constellations. The field of space is etheric in nature, and its vital body is composed of the totality of etheric bodies of all constellations, solar systems, and planets which are found therein. Throughout this cosmic web, there is a constant circulation of energies and forces, and this constitutes the scientific basis of the astrological theories. Just as the forces of the planet and of the inner spiritual man, to mention only one factor among many, pour through the etheric body of the individual man upon the physical plane and condition his outer expression, activities, and qualities, so do the varying forces of the universe pour through every part of the etheric body at that entity we call space, and condition and determine the outer expression, the activities and qualities of every form found within the cosmic periphery. The second point I would make is that within the human etheric body there are to be found seven major force centers, which are in the nature of distributing agencies and electrical batteries, providing dynamic force and qualitative energy to man. They produce definite effects upon his outer physical manifestation. Through their constant activity, his quality appears, his ray tendencies begin to emerge, and his point in evolution is clearly indicated. This control of form through a septenate of energies, as it is defined in the old commentary, is an unalterable rule in the inner government of our universe and of our particular solar system, as well as in the case of individual man. There are, for instance, in our solar system, seven sacred planets which correspond to the seven individual force centers in man, the seven energy centers of the one to whom I have referred to in my other books as the one about whom naught can be said. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, pages 9 through 12. 4. The heavens, the constellations, signs, and planets mean one thing to the hierarchy, and another thing to the astronomers, and still another thing to the astrologers, whilst they are simply bewildering galaxies of light to the average citizen. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 257. 5. Certain basic changes in the orientation of the Earth's axis are now taking place, and these will throw much confusion into the computations of astrologers. These changes are proceeding slowly and progressively, and according to cosmic law. Whilst they are in progress, accuracy of computation and deduction is unattainable. When the orientation and pointed direction of the Earth's pole has again been stabilized, the new conditioning mathematical figures can again be ascertained. There has indeed been no true accuracy since ancient Egyptian days. Anything now possible along these lines can only be regarded as approximate, and therefore certainty in analysis, prediction, and interpretation is not possible. This whole subject is one of the greatest obscurity, and quite incomprehensible to the average astrologer, and certainly to the average student. I would remind you, however, that several times in the great life cycle of the Earth, there have been changing pole stars, and that our present pole star has not always held that position. This science itself recognizes. At each of the great shifts of the Earth's axis, there has been upheaval, confusion, and cataclysm preceding reconstruction, stabilization, and relative quiet. Of these macrocosmic events, there are similar microcosmic correspondences in the lives of both humanity and individual man. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 408. 6. I cannot too strongly repeat that esoteric astrology is entirely concerned with the forces and energies which affect the consciousness aspect of the human being and condition the personality life. This is the point which must be considered above all else. In other words, esoteric astrology is concerned with the soul and not with the form, and therefore all that I have to say refers to consciousness, to its expansion, to its effect upon its vehicles, the form, and in the last analysis, as will be later established, with the science of initiation. from A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 484.